Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and this is Attention Talk Radio. Today is April the 13th in the year 2011 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic tonight is ADHD Coaches Organization and its 2011 conference. I will admit this is a departure away from our normal programming, but I think this is it's a very exciting show to do for our listeners out there that are coaches, but actually I think it's important for some of our listeners that aren't coaches that are seeking help, because the ACO is doing some amazing things and acting as a glue to bring many factions together, which we will get into a little bit. With us today in our virtual studio is the ADHD Coaches Organization President Rob Garrett, and we'll jump into things with him in a second. But I do want to a few announcements as a reminder out there. Well, first of all, if you go to Attention Talk Radio, we just had a facelift. We've made some adjustments in the way the look and the feel of the page. It looks a little bit better. We still have some bugs we're working through, but more importantly, it's much easier to scroll through our archives to find shows that were produced maybe 6 months or a year ago. In the past, it was a little bit more cumbersome. So we're excited about that. We're excited about increasing things. We're also it's actually kind of fun because actually we're able to put pictures and stuff of our guests on each week, which is kind of exciting. I do want to remind our listeners out there that we do schedule the show very far in advance. Right now we're scheduled out through the end of May, and if you'd like to get a list of our upcoming shows delivered right to your mailbox, go to Attention Radio. That's not Attention Talk Radio, but attentionradio.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and we will send you a bi-monthly newsletter making a list of upcoming shows. Also, our ADHD Weekly Update, really two things. One, we've been announcing the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference that is going to be in Chicago the end of May, the beginning of, the end of April, beginning of May. For more information on that, go to ADHDcoaches.org. Also, we're reminding everyone that the CHAD Conference is set for Orlando from November 10th to the 12th. For more information on that, go to chad.org. And also, for our listeners that might be in the New York area, CHAD's having a teacher-to-teacher training session, I guess, Sunday, May the 15th. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Wind Watch in Long Island. That's out in kind of Hopog, New York. Really, for more information on that, go to chadd.org. So with that, let's turn to the topic. Again, tonight with us in a virtual studio is Rob Garrett. Rob is the president of the ADHD Coaches Organization, and he's also a CHAD coordinator and chairs the National Committee on Attention Deficit in the Workplace for ADHD, for ADDA, Attention Deficit Disorder Association. He has over a decade of experience in private practice, coaching, and consulting. He received his master's degree from Auburn University, where he studied organizational development, group process, and interpersonal communication. In 1999, he became a master's certified coach, and he had completed his advanced training, with the father of coaching, the late Thomas Leonard, which is really pretty impressive for our listeners out there. He really is the father of coaching. He's got a very vast knowledge in the coaching network, and he also founded the ADHDWorks.com company that's dedicated to working with individuals with ADHD and to succeed in the workplace. So with that, welcome to the show, Rob.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm so happy to be here.
I think this is a real exciting show. For our listeners out there, I wanted to just kind of prelude. I want to divide this up into kind of three sections. The first part, I want to talk about the ACO, the ADHD Coaches Organization, kind of what it's about, who should get involved, why they should get involved. And then the next section, we're going to actually kind of get into this year's conference, like the theme, what to expect, some of the differences. And then towards the end, we'll start talking about the speakers. So to kick things off, Rob, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about the ACO?
Sure. The ADHD Coaches Organization was formed by ADHD coaches that saw a vision of the future and knew that coaching is a new profession that was growing and a very vital, important service to others, needed its own professional association for those specialized in and focused on ADD or ADHD coaching. I use those terms interchangeably for our purposes.
Sure.
And the main focus of the organization is to educate the public about the existence of attention deficit disorder, what it is, and the importance and value that ADHD coaches can provide those impacted by the disorder to live effective, satisfying lives, as well as those who have an affinity or are family members with those the attention deficit disorder.
Certainly. So, as an organization, why would a coach, why should they consider joining the organization?
Well, you know, it's really a place where those with those doing ADHD coaching can come together and get advanced training in developing their skill sets further, learn about building and setting up their practice to be of best service to the communities they serve, and also to build community. You know, coaches at heart generally love community and being connected, and it's a place where we all can gather in our both our virtual world as well as in person at our annual conference and meet each other, learn the observations, what each other is learning about the practice of coaching and serving others, and connecting together as a community so we can be a more effective and powerful voice and service to the ADHD community at large.
Well, you know, one of the things, because I'm a member of the ACO, and one of the things that I like about it is it gives me a community to kind of go to kind of share, compare ideas, and talk about best practice, because I think ADHD coaching is an evolving field. But at the same time, what's nice to me is we all kind of come together and we speak with a voice. You know, ADHD coaching is very, very down. You know, it's one-on-one kind of coaching. We all work kind of independently, but by coming together, there's some benefits just in the camaraderie and in talking to others. But also, again, we do speak with a voice, which I think is important in our market today by getting the word out.
It is important, and you know, in any profession, no matter how educated, trained, skilled, experienced you are, there is more to learn and more skills to develop. And certainly we accelerate that to a great deal by talking with each other, getting to know each other, learning together, working together. And it's just important for any profession to have that common ground where the concerns of the profession and those that are practicing it, the opportunities and all the facets of it can be discussed openly and frankly, and where you can have a meeting of the minds as well as diverse opinions.
Certainly.
About the best way to progress.
Certainly. Now, do you have to be a coach to join the ACO?
Absolutely not. The coaches organization was formed and designed primarily for coaches. But what we've learned as we evolved and grown as an organization is that it's important for us to connect with inside of this organization others who are in the ADHD community, other professionals who serve the community, others impacted it, and especially, you know, professionals, whether they might be in education or medicine or psychology or other professions. We encourage to join as associate members. We have two types of membership. One's professional for the practicing ADHD coaches, and the other's for people in other practices or other professions called an associate member.
Certainly, certainly. I want to highlight that, you know, the majority of our listeners out there, our Attention Talk Radio, are those that are impacted by ADHD, not necessarily coaches. But one of the things I want to kind of bring out is what you're interested in today's show would be really, and that is, it's a central organization for those coaches that are dedicated to promoting the business and the industry. And one of the things I'd like to highlight is if you're someone out there that's in need of an ADHD coach or considering it, you can actually go to your website, ADHDcoaches.org, and click on the Find a Coach button, and in that listing is a list of all the member coaches of the ACO. Is that correct, Rob?
That's correct, Jeff. It is a great way. You can use it to find coaches with certain types of experience or a certain geography. And I would encourage anyone who's considering getting assistance, you don't necessarily have to have already been diagnosed. You might be in the space of, I might have ADD, or you might have been diagnosed years ago and want to get your life more effective and more satisfying. And go there and just pick a coach and give them a phone call and start the process. That's the fastest and easiest way to do it.
I might add, I think not all coaches, but many coaches will actually give a free consultation. So you can call them up, get to know them, kick the tires a little bit, and find out if they're really the person for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, typically they might give an informational call, tell you, you know, maybe listen to what exactly you want to achieve and how to tell you some ways that they may be able to support you or help you. Absolutely.
I really want to kind of highlight again, this is a little selfish here because I am an ADHD coach, but one of the things that I really like about ACO is it's really becoming a glue, as I hope this show is actually helping to support the community and let people know the resources that are out there. But what's really nice is we have two very well recognized ADHD coaching schools. One is the ADHD Coaching Academy, and the other one is JST Coaching. Both David Gwerk at the Academy and Jody Sleeper Triplett at JST Coaching, they're both very supportive of this organization, number one. And number two is I think both of them were actually organizing some kind of get-togethers with former students while they were there. So, again, what I like about what the ACO is these organizations buy into it and really kind of promote it. Plus, we have some other credentialing bodies out there, IAC and PAC, that are both coming. Both are supporting all really positive organizations, but what I like about it is how the ACO is really bringing it all together, packaging it, and really kind of letting us all speak with the voice. So kudos to you, Rob, and the organization. I think it's doing some great things.
Thanks, Jeff. We're definitely wanting to be the place for everyone to come and gather, no matter what their points of view. We want to have an open forum for discussion and learning from each other.
Now, what I'd like to do is we're going to run to break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about the upcoming conference itself. Before we go, I just want to remind everybody, if you want more information on the ADHD Coaches organization, go to ADHDcoaches.org. With that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I got Rob Garrett, the president of the ADHD Coaches Organization, talking about their upcoming, the organization, their upcoming conference. Rob, tell us about this year's conference. What's going on?
Oh, we have so many things at the conference this year. First, we have an extra track. The previous years we've had two tracks where you get to choose between two breakout sessions each time. This year we have three, And we have people in, we have also for the first time a pre-conference session on Friday. We have Susan Evans, which is a coach specializing in people that work in the helping professions. And she's there to talk with our coach about how to more effectively serve clients and help more people. And we also have Dan Pruitt and Dr. Chuck Blocker talking about neurodiversity and the way different brains work differently and how to work in, with people that think differently. We have Jay Carter, who's a manager of a Fortune 100 company and has been for years. He's an MBA and also a certified coach. He'll be giving an insider's view on things like the American Disabilities Act, getting commendations, whether to disclose or not, all those great things on the insider point of view.
So Friday, these are all pre-conferences, right? So this is in addition
these,
to the
these are pre-conferences. And by the way, what's important about the pre-conference, we still have slots available for the, just that day, Friday, for the pre-conference for our listeners that are hearing this before the conference.
Last year you guys limited capacity to 60, and you got there at the end. This year I think you expanded it up to 100, and you're sold out at this point in time. You actually have a waiting list, right?
Right. We expanded to 100, and we pushed the hotel really hard to give us more space. I think we got two or three more spaces out of them, but we filled it up. It's about 103. We sold out maybe about 4 to 6 weeks ago, and we do have a waiting list. So you can still put your name on the waiting list. Who knows, you know, something could come up and somebody can't come and you could still come. But you can still come to the Friday pre-conference.
Pre-conference, particularly in the area. So, and the, earlier what you had said, in the past they've had two tracks where they have a keynote speaker, and at that point in time they have breakout sessions, and you had choice, one or the other. This year you're having three choices for all the breakout sessions. So you've increased the number of speakers by 150%, right?
Yeah, you know, and then we've gone from an attendance of about 60 to over 100 this year. And This year looks like we've outgrown the space.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more. What's the theme this year?
Well, the theme is connections and call to courage. So for coaches, you know, if anyone that wants to lead an extraordinary life is needed to have courage, and that's true for coaches just like anyone else. So it's a call to courage for coaches to step up, push themselves to learn more, be the best coach they can, and serve their community better. So that's the underlying theme. And, you know, one of the groups I think is going to be on your show next week, the Totally ADD.
Yes, absolutely.
Group.
Those guys, they're going to be in attendance, right?
They are. We're going to have Eva there, or Ava.
Uh-huh. That's isn't that Rick Green's wife, right?
Exactly.
For those out there, if you're a member of CHAD, this, and on the cover of this month's Attention magazine is this cover story is about, I just call them the Totally ADD guys, because if you go to totallyadd.com, there's a bunch of them that kind of work together, but they did a documentary that's been running on PBS that's been great. And in the magazine, they talk about the making of the documentary. It was interesting because we started advertising in the magazine this particular month, and we never talked to CHAD, but we actually have them booked next week, so they're going to be on. So if particularly the coaches out there, listen to us next week, because we're going to be talking to those guys, and then 2 weeks later, they're actually going to be in Chicago at the conference, right?
They are, absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
So what else is new at this year's conference?
Well, you know, we're having people there that are virtual assistants, and they're a profession, a separate profession that often serve coaches. So we have some of those speaking about how to utilize their service. We've got people talking about beyond medication and beyond possibility, energy medicine for challenges of ADHD. Got a doctor there talking about calming the caveman to manage the thinker. We've got embracing your neurodiverse minds as a challenge to the negative perceptions and prejudice surrounding the ADHD label.
So you've got those things. You've also got the traditional. Isn't there a night I believe where you have like some different tables set up so that you can walk around and talk to like maybe different people. Like, I'm not going to say vendors. That's not the right word. But it's kind of a social mixer.
Yeah, we've got several social mixers throughout the conference, and still, you know, it's 100 people, so it's still quite intimate. And Viv Monahan, our conference chair, just as she did last year, is doing an extraordinary job of planning and organizing this. So it's a real intimate, friendly, calm atmosphere where you can take in the information at the pace you want, connect with people, have a lot of great conversations. So it's not the typical crazy information overload experience that most of us have at conferences.
The great thing is on, you know, on Friday night you get together, we kind of kick things off, and but then you're able to get together and you can go through the program and on the website and find out who's speaking. If you have a topic, you can, I mean, all the presenters are there, so you can go approach them and talk to them in advance on what they're going to talk about. I know on Saturday night, after they present, you have an opportunity to go and talk to them again if you have any questions. So all the presenters are very accessible through that process. In addition to that, you can talk to, I mean, a variety of other people. I know last year I had a blast at dinner just kind of connecting with a group of ADHD coaches from the Northeast that we just kind of connected. It was a really good time sharing some experience and having a good time. Then Sunday is, again, you wake up, you have breakfast in the same room. More networking, more talking about what's going on in the ADHD coaching world, and some more speakers that day.
Yeah, and I'm really excited too. You know, we have attendees coming from Denmark, Turkey,
yep,
Australia, Canada, England, and Peru, and a presenter from Peru as well as London, and we're really wanting to become an international organization. So these are significant steps toward us doing that.
Well, it's funny you say wanting to become. I think you already are with that list of international guests.
Well, you know, we want to be fully integrated with the coaches of the world, and we actually have a special program, Lighthouse Coaches, for those listening beyond the borders of the U.S. If you're interested in our organization, you may want to contact our organization membership and find out about the Lighthouse organization program. So it's real exciting.
Excellent. With that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I just want to talk about some of the specific things that the speakers are going to be talking about, and we'll wrap some stuff up. So with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. Well, this is Rob Garrett, president of the ACO, talking about their upcoming conference. Rob, my, how time flies. We've got about 5 minutes to go. We can't do justice to all the speakers, but there's quite a collection of people. There's quite a collection of speakers and topics we got going on.
Oh, sure. We've even got a combo nurse coach who's both doing one on meds. It's not a four-letter word. We've got a new positive working model for ADHD with positive psychology. We've got using passion to action. and information about credentialing and the importance of that and how coaches can go about becoming credentialed coaches.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many things. We've got Nancy Rady, a well-known coach in our industry, as well as Jody Sleeper Triplett, along with me, doing masterful coaching demonstrations. So
you're actually going to do a demonstration.
Coaches can see live demonstrations in action.
So you're going to call somebody up and actually coach them live in front of everybody?
Yeah, well, we actually did this last year, and I did it with Nancy and Barbara Luther and John Agnew, and we had requests for a redo because people wanted to see more experienced, well-credentialed coaches in action. It's not something they get to see live very often, and we had volunteers in the audience that wanted to be coached about a real thing on the spot come up and be coached, and then we would debrief after it.
That's the worth the price of admission right there.
There you have it. Come to the conference and get your free mini coaching session.
There you go. Volunteer and Rob Garrett will coach you on the spot and with 100 other people watching. Actually, maybe 50. We've got all that stuff that's kind of going on. There's a variety. Alan Graham, Ava Green's talk, again, coming from the ADHD and Loving It, Cricket Harrison, Lori DePart, Ian King's going to be talking, Hannah Klein's going to be there, Joyce Kubik, I mean, it's Barbara Luther, Andy Lewis, Alan Graham, Maureen Nolan, David Nolan, Noel, Dan Pruitt, which is kind of funny. About half these people, I think we've actually had on the radio show talking about a variety of different issues at different times. So this is real exciting.
It is. You know, if there were a who's who of coaching in ADD world, many of them will be at our conference. So
one thing that we have to do before this, there's a lot of work that's put behind this. So can we acknowledge that where the muscle really is? Because you get to come on the show and talk about it, but who's really doing all the work?
Well, number one, Viv Monahan is the conference chair. She was last year, again this year. She is number one in charge of all things conference. So her and her team get the glory there. Of course, all the board members and leadership team members have a part in the organization, and this is a primary activity of the organization. So all people in leadership roles and volunteer roles have an important part, Jeff.
And I presume you could use a couple of volunteers for some maybe coaches that are going to go up there. Is that right?
You know, absolutely. I think, you know, coming to the conference and meeting anyone on the board or the leadership or volunteers and expressing an interest to be more involved is all you need to do. We're looking for people that have time and skills to help us get things done. We're a volunteer-ran organization, so that's how things happen. We'd love to hear from you. If you don't happen to come to the conference and you're interested in getting involved, first step is to go to the website, become a member, either professional or associate, and then just send us an email or a call and let us know you're interested in being involved.
Yeah, so if you send an email to them and say, I want to volunteer, trust me, they'll follow up quickly.
We absolutely will, and there's so many different skills and talents that are needed in an organization, a very dynamically growing organization. I'm sure we could use yours.
So with that, Rob, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show again and give us a little bit of a preview of what's going on. I'm very excited about going myself. So everybody, if you're going to go, come look for me, Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, and we're actually going to have a booth one night just showcasing the show. So, Rob, with that, is there anything left to say?
Come join us in our call to courage.
There we go. And, Rob, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jeff.